Alonso, A-L-O-N-S-O, Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Today is 6/13. He was born 8/29/54. 69-year-old gentleman, bedbound, homebound. Used to be a seismologist. Is currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure. Patient has been evaluated for face-to-face evaluation today, period. His other comorbidities include hypertension, BPH, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, and recurrent falls and insomnia, period. As I mentioned, patients now spends all of his days, his hours, and 24 hours. He spends the whole 24 hours in bed. He's not able to get out. He has a caretaker that comes in to take care of him on a regular basis. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He also suffers from knee pain, back pain, shortness of breath, lower extremity edema, diabetic neuropathy, and a peripheral vascular disease, period. He is treated with Eliquis because of DVT and atrial fibrillation in the past, period. In the paragraph recently, his lisinopril was reduced from 20 to 10 milligrams. He says he's feeling better and his blood pressure is much more stabilized now, period. He also suffers from anxiety and adjustment disorder. He is seen by a psychotherapist on a regular basis, period. He does not appear to be suicidal, period. His EF preserved congestive diastolic dysfunction, congestive heart failure appears to have worsened with increased shortness of breath, weakness, muscle weakness, and bowel cell palpitations, period. His KPS still remains at 50% with renal insufficiency causing mild anemia as well. Thank you.